proclamation number 8857 dated the September 21st, 1964. Israel, meaning of the name. I will answer your every question providing you can derive some benefit for your soul. For the knowledge you receive as an answer will help you achieve maturity of soul. It must increase your realization. It must fill a gap in your education. Thus, it must not merely gratify your curiosity and, therefore, may not be a worldly question. You are thinking correctly insofar as that every name has its meaning, but you are incapable of ascertaining it, especially when you associate an individual name with the name of a people to whom I myself gave this name. In that case, you must first understand what I myself associated with this name, that I chose a nation in order to introduce myself, whilst amongst its people, to the world as their God and Creator, that I chose these people in order to embody myself within their midst, that I therefore speak of the people of Israel, the people who only recognized one God, and I dwelled among them for that reason. I did not speak of those for whom I had not been Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Instead, I spoke of those among them who acknowledged me, who could call themselves true Israelites, for I was a real Israelite and rightfully entitled to assume this name, because I arose from the tribe of David, the first forefather of those who believed in me and thus followed me. Admittedly, they all called themselves Jews, but they were, more or less, without faith. Their faith was, since they lacked love, not the living one, and although they certainly taught faith in a God in the temple, they themselves had no faith. And so the people of Israel will not consist of those whom you define as Jews, but of those who possess a living faith, who acknowledge me, who appeared as a Jew because I was a true Israelite. And now people who let themselves be instructed by me directly will eagerly stand up for me again. They support a spiritual idea and thus also belong to my Israelites, to the people of Israel who recognize their Savior and Redeemer in me, who feel connected to me, who I can always speak to at all times. Even though it may not happen directly, they nevertheless hear me indirectly, thus they belong to my messengers who carry the gospel into the world. Consequently, even today I still speak to my people of Israel, which also includes those who profess the acceptance of the one God, who only acknowledge one God who embodied himself in Jesus. For you humans must specifically believe in the act of salvation in order to find redemption, because this one God descended to earth and took on flesh. However, he had to prevail against all onslaughts, because he came into his world and his own did not accept him. He suffered and died for humanity and they did not recognize him because they were spiritually in the dark and refused to let go of the temple laws which he campaigned against. And once again the time has come that he is no longer recognized. Once again the darkness is so great that it is difficult to find the right faith in me, for hatred against the Jews will grow the nearer it is to the end. And I will bless all those who stand up for me before the world and I will speak to my people, whichever form it might take. Amen.